Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were December corn down a penny, December wheat down 3 cents, and January beans up 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down a few ticks, crude oil down 21 a barrel, metals are higher, gold's up $10, silver's up 17 cents. Dow Jones looks to open steady to a little bit lower here. Not much fresh news out there. I think the wheat's a little bit lower because the Egyptian tenders look like they're going to the Russians, so unfortunately no business there. I think it's also just a little bit of guys buying beans, selling wheat, buying beans, selling corn. Everybody thinks the report is going to be friendly to the beans on Thursday, tomorrow, and negative toward the corn and maybe the wheat as well. I'm not sure I agree with the wheat. I think we could see actually something a little friendly in the wheat when it's all said and done. But, you know, the exports are running 46% behind on the corn. That's a problem. We know that the yields should be bigger on this report. But I still think the overriding factor in the short term here is whatever the funds are going to do. If the pros buy a lower, buy a knee-jerk reaction lower after the report on Thursday, I don't know where else the funds are going to cover this stuff. Are they going to try to pound it here again? I find that hard to believe. But again, they've got a lot more money than I do. But I still believe that we're going to see fund short covering in the next several weeks in corn and wheat. They're short 200,000 corn, 100,000 wheat. So I think that's going to play into it more than the report. But we have to see how we react in the first few minutes to that report. Planting in Brazil is pretty much on pace in the soybeans, a little bit behind on corn in Argentina. I don't think that'll have much impact out here. There's still some talk about the quality of the corn in the U.S. here. But, you know, when it's all said and done, guys are going to basically look at the carryouts and decide whether it's something friendly or not. The weather in the U.S. looks pretty conducive. Mostly, you know, east of Indiana, it's a little bit slowed, but everywhere west of Indiana, they've done a pretty good job of getting the corn in. Nebraska, for example, is probably 90-95% done as of this week, and we've got generally pretty good weather here for the next 10 days to get a lot of harvest work done. So when it's all said and done, I think the market's going to stay a little bit quiet here, maybe a little bit of short covering before the report and corn and wheat, but we've seen pretty tight ranges, and I think we'll stay that way. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.